Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to the show this evening, Sports on the Line. I am your host, Devontae Little. Troy is running late. He has told me he is running late. Today's show, we will talk NBA Finals. We'll get to the baseball topics as far as top games of the weekend and give a shout out to a team that wins the Stanley Cup, and you guys know who that is, Capitals. I'm going to start with the NBA Finals. I'm going to be clear-cut and simple with this. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch the game tonight. I will find out what happened. I will look at highlights. I'm letting you guys know I'm not watching game four. You know, I do think Cavs win this game. I will say that. I think the Cavs will win, force a game five, get interesting, especially if they can win game five on Monday night. And then next Thursday night, we're talking game six, in which I won't be here. And be ready next Friday, hopefully, for game seven on Father's Day. Now, I know last year I wanted that to happen. Go seven. And we jokingly talked about it. But I'm not going to watch this game. I'm watching baseball today. That's what I'm going to be watching. I'm watching the Indians and Tigers right now. So, I am enjoying the game. It just started second inning right now. It's good pitching. I like the matchup. Trevor Bauer against Michael Fulmer. We'll talk about it later on. I want to get in on this series as well. But do you guys think it's a sweep? Golden State weighing them out. 949-270-5945. That is the number. And I must tell you, I don't want it to be. I don't want NBA season to be over with. When NBA season is over with, we start doing 30-minute shows. That is what we will do. And, you know, if we can get a lot of guys to call, we'll make it longer. We'll probably make it 45 minutes to an hour anyway, but we will be on for 30 minutes. It's going to be baseball time. To let you know, that will be Monday. Starting Monday, that's if this is a sweep. If not, I will remind you guys on Monday. But I do think Cavs get this win. I think it's too early for NBA season to be over with. I want to see it go all the way to 7 for Father's Day on the next Sunday. Will be a tough task. Cleveland should be up 2-1. They should be up 2-1. Game one, they had it. And they had the lead. They were double-digit leads game one and game three. Lost. Same thing with Houston. You were up in both games, game six and game seven. You choked. I mean, what were they doing? I wish everything just went the way it was supposed to with the Rockets. You know, you win game six, you know, on their floor, you feel good. No, you didn't do it. And then game seven, you're at home and you couldn't do it. They didn't even deserve it. And people talking about Boston. Boston stands no chance. Hey, I'll tell you what. Boston would have won that game, game one. Let that have been Boston. Got that rebound. They would have known the score. And people didn't want to give Boston Celtics a chance. Hey, I was the only one. I said, okay, Boston has a chance to win a few games. Two. I give them two games. People give them the sweep. They're like, oh, if they're doing this to Cleveland, what makes you think Boston's going to do what? Excuse me. Boston just had a cold night in game seven. They should have won that game. Nobody can make a basket. And they were, it wasn't like they were blown out. They couldn't hit an open shot to save their lives. You're telling me they ain't going to play defense? Telling me they don't match up well against Golden State? Well, guess what? I think they do. They're like, who's going to stop Steph and Clay? It's not hard. You force them to take it inside. Oh, this team will do that. KD's going to get his. Force Steph and Clay to, they can have the, they can make them have a, the game they had in game three, even though Steph and Clay, they just couldn't miss. I mean, they couldn't make anything, I should say. Couldn't make anything. And now people will probably argue with me that, okay, it's a sweep because Steph and Clay were bad. But how do we know that they won't be bad again? How do we know Steph won't be bad? Well, I don't know if KD's going to be as good as he just was. He'll probably be as aggressive. But there's an interesting stat on Kevin Durant that I've seen. In every NBA Finals game, he has scored at least 25 points. In every game he's played in the NBA Finals. Which is very amazing to me. Because when I look, it's just only a select few guys who has done that. And Mr. Durant being one of them, that's amazing. Easily get 25 a night. Easily. I honestly don't see why not. Honestly don't. He's a walking scoring machine. And when you look at this series, excuse me, he's going to win this MVP again. He just took it away from Steph Curry with the game he just had. And he's shooting better. Steph Curry can't have that shooting night. This is where, okay, if Steph Curry has a bad night again, we're going to lose. Now we're going to be expecting him to have a good game. And then you got to get Clay. But I told the bench guys are really playing good. They get JaVale McGee in the starting lineup. He's done well. Sean Livingston coming off the bench doing well. The bench for the Cavs, I don't know what's going on. Jordan Bell is giving you great minutes. Iggy, it was good to see him 3-for-4 in game 3. So, I mean, the guys on the bench have been wanting it. The guys on the bench is wanting it. Outside of Swaggy P, I don't know what's going on with him. He's 1-for-9. He's got to do better. More efficient. Livingston will still be 100%, but he shot a horrible shot. Don't know what he was thinking. So, you know, like I say, it's going to be tough. Then you look on Cleveland's side. Bron is being Bron. He did have a bad game. Had a bad game 3. You guys don't even know how I feel about game 3. I was very disappointed in LeBron James. That was who I put most of my blame on. What effort was that in game 3? Bron to go 13-for-28. That ain't Bron like. It's not that he had his triple-double. Yeah, a triple-double. I would take it. But he's got to be more aggressive. Got to be more efficient. Because you missing 15 shots. Dang good. Ain't efficient. See, Rodney Hood was efficient. 7-for-11. Made 7, missed 4. Efficiency. Kevin Durant, efficient. Made 15, missed 8. On fire. Steph, not efficient. Clay, not efficient. Gotta do better. Cleveland. Kevin Love. He's there. I give him his effort. This team has to be efficient. And it's about shooting above 50%. It's all you need. What the Cavs need to do, and I don't know why, Tyronn Lue, Coach Lue, not play Rodney Hood until game 3. I told you guys, need to play Rodney Hood. This guy can create a shot. He can create a shot. Hey, Clarkson can create a shot. JR can't create a shot anymore. He still has a little bit of ability, but he can't create it like he used to. LeBron has to go for 50. And we talked about this, and I want to get you guys' opinion on this, too. On LeBron James, 949-270-5945. I want you guys' opinion on if you like the way LeBron James play basketball. Like, as far as making his teammates better, yes, he do pass the ball. But the other players don't play the way they're supposed to, the way of their standards. Don't play to their standards. I mean, I can go down the list on this roster right now. Tristan Thompson, before LeBron James got there, was averaging 12 points a game the last two seasons when he was 21 and 22. His shot attempts went down. Okay? That's number one. Now, if you wanna bring J.R. Smith in the occasion, we can. Now J.R. Smith, he ain't the same. You know, J.R. Smith is as old as LeBron James. He is. He's been in double figures every year of his career. Outside of his sophomore year, that was the injured year for him. You know, he had an injured, well, not really injured year. He did get traded, played most of the year. Or last year, we only played 41 games. He's just old. His first 2 years with Bron, yeah, he was getting 13 points. I'd take it. I'm just going to keep going with it. If I can. Next up is Kevin Love. Now, do I need to remind you guys how Kevin Love used to be? I mean, he came off a career year, point-wise. Well, he had 26 points a game in two seasons in Minnesota. But he's been in Minnesota for 6 years. He just came off a 26 and 12 type year. His points went down by 10. 10 points. 6 less field goal attempts. Yes, I know in Minnesota he was the number one option. I will give you that. But if you got him into his spots, 26. Because, first of all, who he had on the team, he at least had other scorers. Kevin Martin. Pekovic. Let's not forget Corey Brewer. Rubio was decent enough. Team just couldn't make the playoffs. 40-42 that year. Last year he was there. Do I need to go to George Hill? Let's go to George Hill. Who in Sacramento in the same year was averaging 10.3. Now last year with Utah, you know how many points he averaged? 17. That was a career year for him, and it was an injured plague season for George Hill. Now, I don't know if it's something with the injury this year, but he's not used to taking 7 shots. Now, he did it in Indiana, taking the back seat, you know, to Paul George, but he still got 14 points. He still got 16 points a game. I mean, don't this tell y'all something? I feel like it is LeBron James, 949-270-5945. Call me and let me know. I would go to Rodney Hood. Same year with Utah. Career year of 17 points a game. You brung that here, and he was on the bench for most of the playoffs. Why? He's 25. People want to get rid of Rodney Hood? Oh, no. Don't do it. Get the Cleveland whole contract situation in a minute. Rodney Hood created a shot. He's 6'8", same height as LeBron. He's just skinny. I can go to Jordan Clarkson, even though I give him that he, in the regular season, 12.5 points a game with Cleveland ever since he got traded. Now, he was in L.A., 14.5 points. He's aggressive. But his shot attempts are still around there. You got to play him, too. Play somebody younger. I know his shot selections have not been good. But this second rounder, he has never been averaging under double digits since he's been in the league. Never. And I've watched him because it's my Lakers. Y'all know it. Great young guy. I am going to say Kyle Korver. He's old as well. Jeff Green's old. Larry Nance. Let's look at Larry Nance real quick. Because he brings very good energy. I love his energy. You can just play these young guys the way you did. And, you know, they found their spots. And you need to play like you did the first game they came together. I don't know what's happened since then. First game they came together, everything was A1. At least so I thought. Now, I know you guys are probably going to be like, oh, I'm tired of seeing Golden State win. What possible way do y'all see the Golden State Warriors super team done? And this is really... it's really mind-boggling to me when you think about it. Like, I've just been a believer that after next season, that's when, you know, the Big Four would be broken up. You know, KD got a player option. I'm sure he's going to stay. Steph Curry has all that money, so he ain't going nowhere. Draymond, you can pay him. He going to be 31 by the time he's a free agent. Iguodala's going to be done. You got to go younger. Will be a free agent next season. I think he's going to be gone after next season. Unless they win again. They should win today or win a series. I think Cleveland will win today. But Golden State should win this series. But next year... all these teams in the West would do what they can to make sure Golden State do not win again. If won 3 of 4, well, they still have to win, but we're looking at them winning 3 of 4. What teams do you think? All they needed was Boogie. And Boogie might not be there. Now, do you see the Dallas Mavericks doing anything with Boogie? Hey, they can. They honestly can. They're going to get a draft pick, but they probably have to trade it away to the Pelicans. They're going to go ahead and do that. Nerlens Noel is young. I want them to sign him. I think he's going to be good. Steph Curry, I want them to re-sign. He has to be healthy because, hey, Steph Curry, little brother, he's good too. Yogi Ferrell, they got guards. Good guards. Harrison Barnes is there. You have a player option after next year. Wesley Matthews last year. I'm sure he's going to want a couple more years on his contract. Hey, you got Dirk for another year. He says he can play one more probably. Dennis Smith. Ah, could I forget about Dennis Smith. If they're able to get Boogie, that could be one of those young teams. Have a very good coach in Carlisle. And I've talked about Memphis. I don't know what Houston's going to do. I've talked about Memphis because this is it. This is them trying to do something here. Marcus Gasol will have a player option after next year. I'm sure he's going to want to go to a team that's trying to win. Not saying Memphis is not, because it's depending. Do they want to re-sign Mario Chalmers, Tyreek Evans, because they got all them young players right there just still waiting. You got Conley on a big contract. You can get rid of him at 2020 if you want to. Chandler, 2020 could just be a big year for Memphis. They could do something. This is a team, hey, veteranship. And the Spurs. I want the Spurs to get Kawhi Leonard. If they can get Kawhi Leonard back, I mean, he's not really a free agent. But it's like, do he really want to play? He should really want to play for the Spurs. He has a player option after next season. So, if he doesn't sign an extension or anything, if he do play, doesn't see anything happening, since he has Pau Gasol until 2020, LaMarcus Aldridge is there until 2021, they're about done after their contracts. Tony Parker, don't know what's going to happen with him. Patty Mills, Danny Green's on a player option. Rudy Gay's on a player option. There are teams in the West that's trying to compete, make some moves, so you won't see Golden State in the NBA Finals next year in June. And that's where they can break up. That's the only way. These teams get better. And I'll tell you this. There's going to be a young team in the Phoenix Suns that's going to get it going. They might surprise some folks next year. Because if Brandon Knight is healthy, this team will be fun to watch. Devin Booker is playing for a contract. I love it when the young players, young studs, playing in a contract year. Devin Booker going to get a lot of money. It's all about money. He's 21, Devin Booker, and he's the best player on the team. Option on Josh Jackson. They can choose to extend him. So these are teams that could be stepping up. I don't know what Sacramento's doing. Utah, they pay Gobert. He's a young big man. They got Ricky Rubio another year. Ingles is still going to be playing. They don't know what they're doing with Favors, but hey, they got everybody else. Don't know what they're doing with Exum. They're going to be probably looking at a point guard, like I mentioned. Looking at that. Donovan Mitchell. He could be getting extended next year. If he has another great year, I'm sure they're going to extend him. He is a team option. Y'all think Utah is going to try to compete when they have shown that they can beat Golden State, done it in the regular season? It's going to translate. You got to look at Minnesota. They still got Jimmy Buckets. Going to see what he wants to do. Do he want to go to L.A. after next year? Season of player option. Jeff T, player option. You got Jane, who is making a lot of money. They overpaid him. He's got Taj Gibson one more year. You got Wiggins. He's a lock on that team. You're building around that. This is a team option for Cats. You got to pay him. Or he could walk out the door, go elsewhere, compete. Nobody looking at Cat's contract now. A lot of questions. And then you look at the Cavs. I mean, people are like, is LeBron going to stay? I said it. Why does LeBron have to leave? Why can't nobody come to LeBron? People, we mentioned the contracts. Yes. We do mention that. The contracts are bad. Look at Tristan Thompson. You can get rid of Tristan Thompson. He's young. He's 27 years old. Put Tristan Thompson on another team, he's going to be back to where he was when he's 21, 22 years old, like I mentioned earlier in the show. Because you ain't getting rid of Clarkson, that'll be silly. If you can get rid of JR, hey, get rid of JR. But I doubt that happens, especially if Bron stays. If Bron don't stay, they're probably going to trade away everybody. It's going to be a sad year for Cleveland. And then you're going to see Zion Williamson go to the draft. Cleveland have number one pick, and they get Zion. And he's must-see TV for Cleveland. Because I'm going to be watching him at Duke. Getting ready for it. How many months we are until we get to college? About 4 or 5 months. A little excited. But it's a lot of questions. Because do you want to re-sign Rodney Hood? Because Rodney Hood can get a little more money. He can. Maybe they can't afford him. If they're going to get Rodney Hood, they go big. They keep Clarkson. They get rid of Tristan. If you can get rid of George Hill, get rid of George Hill. That's a big contract. You're looking at $92 million just out the door. You go ahead and grab somebody. You talk about Paul George. You don't think he had fun in OKC? He don't want to stay? If he ain't committing, if the season is going right, they go ahead and trade him away. Mid-season. Something like that could happen. This is going to be interesting off-season. I'll tell you. Big time. Cavaliers got some questions to answer. Because if LeBron James just decides to be like, okay, I'm going elsewhere, I'm going to take my $35 million, that's what I want, plus. What is Cleveland going to do? You build around K-Love. Get you a whole bunch of pieces. You're probably still competing in the East, at least to make the playoffs. I would still say they're a playoff team without LeBron James. Because they're going to play like they're supposed to play. That's the thing. Like, Rodney Hood, okay. Rodney Hood, we can pay you. If LeBron James leaves Rodney Hood, we can pay you. You can be the centerpiece and nobody's talking about it. I mean, you got Kevin Love, yeah. And if LeBron leaves, hey, Kevin Love, you want to get an extension? We can extend you, K-Love. Hey, Christian Thompson, you want to get your 13 points now? George Hill was just at 16 points. 17 points a game. For the Sacramento Kings, one of the worst franchises right now, the Sacramento Kings. And he comes here, lays an egg. You telling me he's not going to play good? Cleveland, they can still make it, unless they trade in everybody. If LeBron leaves and they trade everybody, yeah, that's it. No telling where LeBron's going to go. Houston can't afford it, and them getting Houston ain't going to work. And I'm going to tell you guys why. Talked about Houston being cursed. I still believe that. Hey, James Harden ain't going nowhere. We know that. Got his large guaranteed contract. Woo! Chris Paul, CP3, he wants max dollars, and you still got to pay Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker. You're still paying Nene. You're paying Nene. Like, if this team is going to stay like it is, LeBron has to take a pay cut. That's not going to happen. LeBron's $30 million at least. Can't afford him. You got to get rid of Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon. LeBron, like, okay, I'm leaving Cleveland. And that's what I'm going to hate after the game tonight. All right, Brian, what are you going to do now? It's over. You're staying or are you going? You got to hear this. You got to hear it for the rest of June. We've been hearing it for the past 2 weeks, past not even weeks, months. I just can't wait to find out what's going to happen. I say he stay because he's 33 years old. Where are you going to go? What you going to do? You go to the Lakers? What? What are you going to do for the Lakers? You go to the West. People talk about the West. You going to take this team to the playoffs? Well, I don't think he can take my Lakers to the playoffs. Not if they can't play the way they're supposed to. Because you think Kyle Kuzma will have a good year like he did? He's going to have to. They want IT back. Luol Deng is making money. He only played one game. Made $17 million. They can afford a big contract. But LeBron James going there, you're not going to win automatically. If you go somewhere else, you got to win. Now, you stay in Cleveland, now you're competing with the Celtics. Because then if you beat the Celtics, then they have some questions to be answered. Because that's Terry Rozier's last year, Marcus Morris's last year on the contract, Jaylen Brown's last year with the team option. Even though Gordon Hayward ain't played nothing but 5 minutes last year, which is why I can't wait to see this team. Now, Kyrie, they're afraid that he's thinking about leaving. He has a player option. He has the option to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going elsewhere. I think it'd be silly, even though he could team up with Spurs or something. But he hasn't done anything. Give him an opportunity here. He would love to go to the NBA Finals with the Boston Celtics. He would love to do it. They're afraid he's going to leave. That's going to be the whole topic of next year NBA season. Is Kyrie Irving going to leave Boston? He shouldn't. He is the guy. He is the number one option. We have Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier. You telling me you want to leave this young crew? You young yourself, Kyrie. Team Pisces, you young yourself. Gordon Hayward, in his prime. When he has a player option, he's going to be 30, 31 years old. You're going to be 27, Kyrie, with the option to leave, and you can stay and build with Hayward, and you're in a championship organization like Boston. You guys can do it. Boston, you're afraid that Kyrie's going to leave? Are you kidding me? Cleveland side, Carteron's gone. Jeff Green's gone. I think Bron stays. Why not? Looking at the contracts, Bron has to stay. He has to. It don't matter if they get swept. He's going to have to stay. What you going to do in Philly, Bron? Yeah, they can afford you. They can afford you and get JJ back. JJ ain't going to have this type of year. Now, Markelle Fultz is working on this game. That's scary for 76ers fans. It's a team option for Simmons. You're going to go here for what, Brian? 1 year? 1-2 years? Joel Embiid getting paid next season. He was just at $6.1 million. Now he's at $25 million. He's going to go to 27, 29, 31, 33 by 2023. By the time he's 29, 30, he's looking at a new contract, Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons going to get his aid. Markelle Fultz going to get his aid. Covington already getting paid. He's dropping down $6 million, though, after this season. But, hey, he's still getting paid. I mean, they can afford him. Yeah, I'll give him that. But then what? Detroit has finally made it.
What's up, my brother?
Troy is in a great mood, and I think I know why.
Why am I in a great mood, then, Devontae?
Because of your Capitals.
My Dover the Wizards. Hey! I finally can celebrate in your face. I still had to come home, though. To my surprise, the whole family is over here celebrating a birthday, watching the NBA Finals, and they don't want to hear about my Capitals. They want to know what's going on with my boy. And I just had to beat everybody off my back. But enough of me. How's it been going? What you been talking about? What you talking about right now?
Oh, man, I'm just talking contracts, talking Cavs, Warriors. I'm not watching the game. I'm not going to watch Game 4, Troy. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to waste my time with it. If Cavs do win, I will watch Game 5. Monday, when we get here on the show, I will.
I'm not watching the game now.
I'm watching the Tigers right now. It's a good game, good pitching matchup. Trevor Bauer.
Getting ready to
Marcus
run more
Bauer. I'm watching that. I'm going to watch the Dodgers and the Braves. That's just a great matchup to watch. Braves and the Dodgers, 10 o'clock. Good matchups. JV going against Texas. Should be starting in a minute. It's good matchups today. I'm not watching game 4. I'm just not. I discuss if the Cavs do lose, they get swept. What does it mean for Brian? I still don't think he's going anywhere. I don't even think nowhere suits him. And I broke it down. Broke it down, Troy. I think Philly may be the best destination for him, but outside of that, you might as well stay in Cleveland. Stay in Cleveland. You still got a little bit of money. Because, I mean, if you want to keep Rodney Hood, you got to pay him. But if... And I even said this, Troy. Very interesting I said this. If LeBron James do leave, Cavs could still make the playoffs with the roster they have. And you sign Rodney Hood to a bigger contract. I think they would still be a playoff team. They won't be, you know, in the finals, no. But they can do it. And I discussed the LeBron James factor. And I think you talked about it yesterday, too. And you were talking about how
we talked about it earlier yesterday on the Yesterday Show.
Yeah, I think you talked about how teammates played with LeBron, like how, you know, how he played. But it was what we were talking about. And I was breaking it down that before LeBron got there, Tristan Thompson was averaging 12 points a game. And he's dropped down to, what, 8.5 or something like that. And I know it's 3 points, 3.5 points, whatever, but those points count. You know, it does. You know, Tristan will play with the confidence. George Hill, before he got traded, he averaged 17 points for Sacramento. I mean, I know it's Sacramento, but still, if he played like himself, I mean, you're in good shape. Now, Jordan Clarkson is still around the same. You know, he's still aggressive. He's not at 15 points a game. Like, Rodney Hood, he was having a career year with Utah before getting traded. And now he's starting to get playing time. And he should have been getting playing time, first of all. And there we go. I just don't know, man. It's just a lot. It's just a lot to really go through. But I want to hear your take on this.
One more time?
I want to hear your take on the teammate thing and game 4. Who you think will win game 4?
Okay, cool. My take on the whole teammate thing, I'm not going to stand down from anything I said over the past 2 days, basically. Just saying that I don't know. Is it LeBron James' fault that these guys are not acting like themselves, or should I look at the coaching staff for not switching it up and changing it a little bit? I think this bully ball situation that we talked about yesterday, his championship style of playing basketball is just not going to work in this new era, especially when these guys are open and they don't make the most out of their open shots. They miss half of them. We can argue and say, well, that's not their game, or they're just having an off night, or they should be allowed to be themselves here. I think Rodney Hood, Jeff Green, George Hill, and maybe, you know what I'm saying, two others like Larry Nance and Jordan Clarkson would be more effective if they had the pressure had the pressure taken off of them with a different system that they're implemented in, just speaking on this team personally. As you talk about Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance, these guys pretty much had free range over there in L.A. Really wasn't playing for anything, trying to fill out Luke Walton, trying to fill these guys out and see what he had, where rotations could be made, and what would best fit these two guys comfortably. He's trying to look what would fit these guys more comfortably in this system. Obviously, they got traded, came over here into Cleveland, and we all know the system in Cleveland. LeBron James is the point guard, the power forward, and the small forward, and sometimes the center. He's always going to have the ball in his hand. He rarely plays off ball. Maybe he played a little better with Kyrie Irving, seeing as how he didn't have to have the ball in his hands all the time. But now since these guys came over here, obviously there's no Kyrie Irving. It's back to bully ball. No LeBron James is going to get his points. We know that he's going to draw the double team and sometimes triple team when he's having one of those nights, and he's going to kick it out 9 times out of 10. That will turn into a turnover if the pass is not too good, or 3 points, 2 points, whatever the case may be, if you're open to have, and he's created the lane for you. With that being said, it's worked over the last couple of years, but it's too easy to figure out for teams. We know if we let LeBron James do what he wants to do, he's going to have to beat us by himself because we're going to lock his other shooters down, his teammates down. It's essentially 5-on-1 once again. So with that being said, Rodney Hood proving my fact correctly. He went out there. He was able to get his own points. He created his own shot. J.R. Smith likes to shoot contested, but his dribbling ability allows him to get enough separation to create a good look or a shot that he's more comfortable. Kyle Korver always comes off screen. He can't create his own shot. We know Tristan Thompson is a wonderful rebounder and a great hustler, but once again, this guy cannot create his own shot off the dribble. Let's see. George Hill has the ability to do it. We've seen it throughout the playoffs, actually. Him rising up to the occasion and just being himself, and now we have just gotten shut down in the NBA Finals. Besides Game 1, these guys are not playing the way they're supposed to be playing. Only guy who gets to get that free range is Kevin Love. He can create, he can shoot, he can battle under the boards on each side of the court. LeBron James and Kevin Love is not going to be enough to beat this Golden State Warriors team. He's going to need a little bit more help. And by help, I believe he has the help and the right person to mail. I believe they can do it, just not in this bully ball system that he has. Teron, that falls down on Teron Lue, if you're going to ask me about it or see who I'm pointing the finger at. Changing the rotations is not enough. You have to have a set game plan. You're coming in here with the same game plan, just different rotations, and they're getting slapped by the Warriors. Defensively as well, there are no double teams brought on Kevin Durant, especially. That's probably your only chance you're going to get to do that for the simple fact Stephen Clay had a horrible night. Even though they hit the baskets, that matter, they had a horrible night. You had a lot of defensive breakdowns. That was the perfect time to go ahead and say, okay, I'm a double Durant. Now, you got to guess, because all three of those guys can have a hot night. And now it doesn't matter if you double-team Kevin Durant, because guess what? These guys are going to be open and moving without the ball and get a clear lane to the basket or another clear 30. Got to blame it on coaching, man. I mean, I can blame it on LeBron James. I can make excuses and blame it on the teammates. But everybody gets a part of the blame. The bigger part of the blame, to me, goes on coaching. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with you. Ty Lue, it seems like something ain't working there. You have double-digit leads in first game and game three, and just couldn't stick it out. But I got to move on to baseball here, because I seen something that the Phillies were interested in Manny Machado. Now, Manny Machado, I think he's sparking a lot of attention here. He's playing shortstop this year. Now, he's usually a third base, but he's playing shortstop this year. And the Phillies have J.P. Crawford, who just isn't, you know, that good to me. As far as offensively, he is just not a bad defender. I will take his defense. I think he's pretty good defensively. So, you know, I won't disrespect him on the defensive side. You know, but he's not Manny Machado. If they're able to get Manny Machado, though, you're looking at a team that can compete in that division with the Nationals. And I would even throw the Braves out there. The Nationals are starting to win games. They are down 5-0. I'm a little upset at that right now. Hopefully they come back. San Francisco is just playing good ball anyway. But you're looking at a lineup of Hernandez, Santana, then you probably have Machado, then Nick Williams, or you'll probably have Santana be batting fourth to be the cleanup guy. But you got Hoskins, Arthur's up there, Franco. So, I mean, they would have a very, very good lineup. Alfaro and Knapp usually switch off catcher position. But for the most part, they are pretty interesting. Now, they've been using Scott Kingery lately. And he's still not the Manny Machado. I mean, he's better than J.P. Crawford. They've been using Kingery lately. But if they can go ahead and grab him, they've been using Cuz. They've been using JP at third base spot, so they're trying to really work some things out, work some kinks out. They ain't been winning lately. They've been losing a lot of games, losing the series. Well, they tied the series against the Dodgers. They got swept by San Francisco. I remember talking about that because Jake Arrieta was only run. And then they just lost to the Cubbies in the middle of this week in a very good battle, too. It seemed like Phillies had it, had it won. You know, it was a close game, but they just couldn't finish. They're 32-28. They need to make this move before the Cubs make the move. Because if the Cubs make this move, I'm telling you, I already like the Cubs come out the National League right now without Manny Machado. If they get Manny Machado, I would really like the Cubs to win, and the line would probably change. But Manny Machado has been amazing for Baltimore, especially this year. For them to be a 19-win team now, and they're still a scary team outside of being 19-42. I would hate to face them at any given moment because they still spark a challenge on the offensive side. And Machado has 50 RBI, so he could be looking at an MVP type, MVP award, even though his team is so bad. But how do you feel about Machado? I don't know if you've been watching Manny Machado this year. No, you usually do. I don't know if we lost Troy or not.
One more time.
So how do you feel about Manny Machado? Like, where do you want to see him at?
Not for sure. That's one thing I'm not for sure about. I know it's pretty amazing seeing as how I don't know where I would like to see him at, seeing as if it was any other star in any other sport, I could actually see him on a couple teams, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he'll be highly coveted. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really sure. Like, I'm stumped on this one. I'll just have to wait and find out, and then I can give you a real answer or intake of how I feel about it.
No, my heart really wants him with the Yankees, but that's not going to happen. The Yankees don't need him. It'd just be very greedy of the Yankees to do such a move. But, you know, that's neither here or there. But the Mets, they might be trading away those two ace arms they got out there, and DeGrom and Syndergaard. And they're both a little injured, you know, this year. They've been injury prone last year. That's why the Mets were where they were last year. I must say I've watched some Mets games this year. Cespedes being out as well is pretty heartbreaking. They don't have Darno, don't have Flores, Juan Lagares, Mazzarocco hurt his hamstring a couple of days ago. They talk about Syndergaard. DeGrom, he's been playing, though, but you know, you still look at injuries. They're missing a lot of guys. Now, I did see something for Sunday with the Mets and the Yankees where Syndergaard was placed on the 10-day. Now, they're still saying he's going to start, and I would hope. I'll tell you, I really want to see him start against Severino on Sunday Night Baseball. Now, that would just be just a great game to watch. Anyway, with Severino, it's the Yankees, Sunday Night Baseball. I mean, why not? Why not watch it? Why not have a little fun? But the Mets, I feel sorry for you. New York, for those listening in from New York, for those that, you know, are Mets fans, I feel very sorry for you. Just because of the injuries, they're just setbacks. I mean, you were 70-92 last year, and you were there. And then a couple of years ago, you lose to the Giants. Looked like the Giants were going to win it all, but didn't. You guys, look, Mets fans, just be patient. You get some injury-free guys. You can have that one year where you don't get hurt, get lucky, and then you could possibly make the playoffs once again. I know you guys have enjoyed the moments being in the playoffs, being in good situations, great situations. So that's just my sympathy to the Mets Nation. Now, there's some games that I must highlight because I'm not going to be watching Game 4 and just get you guys ready for the weekend, just in case Golden State sweeps the Cavs. There you go. You get baseball. Got great tennis matches coming up. But Arizona and Colorado is going to be starting. Zach Greinke and Marquez. That's a good matchup. I really like Arizona. For this over to be 11, they're not respecting Zach Greinke. I think Arizona gets the win. This is where I think Arizona gets the win. I do think that. And Kansas City and Oakland. I think Oakland can win once again. Atlanta and the L.A. Dodgers. I think Dodgers can get this done tonight. McCarthy against Buehler, it will be a very good pitching matchup. That's something I did want to see. That's something I'm looking forward to. Now, tomorrow's early games, Milwaukee and Philly at 1:05. You can see San Francisco and Washington at 12:05. Gio Gonzalez had to start against Rodriguez. That's a good pitching matchup. Milwaukee and Phillies play each other. Suter against Arrieta, another good pitching matchup. I will be into Kevin Guzman and Sanchez. Good pitching matchup tomorrow. And then you will see Carlos Rodon make his first start of the year as he faces the Red Sox at 4 o'clock. I think I'm going to be into that. I like the Red Sox anyway. They didn't sweep the Tigers. The Tigers were able to win yesterday. And King Felix gets Blake Snell. That's a good pitching matchup. I would love to see Clevinger pitch against Tigers. A lot of good early games in one. Let's see. Anibal Sanchez starts against the Dodgers tomorrow night. That ends the night baseball. And then Sunday, let's see. I'm looking forward to James Paxton and Eovaldi. Corey Kluber pitching against the Tigers on Sunday. That's must-see TV. And let's see. Musgrove against Hendricks. Pittsburgh and the Cubs. Your Pirates, Troy. Let's see. Any other matchups? Max Scherzer gets a start against San Francisco on Sunday. Gets Derek Holland. It's just Max Scherzer I want to see. Sean Newcomb, Stripling. Big time matchup, 4:10 Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for Sunday night baseball. And then there is only 7 o'clock games on Monday. And if there is a game 5, the show will continue to be an hour. If not, Troy, we will make it 30 minutes, but we will make the show for an hour, but we will be on for 30 minutes. That would be the showtime. But we'll make it just in case. You know, you guys want to call and, you know, go crazy. So, you know how it goes, Troy. Baseball season, we get the 30-minute until we get the draft special or whatever. So just so you know. So that's your summer outlook for the new listeners. That's what we did last year until football season. And that's what we're going to do this year once again. Troy, anything
yes,
else
indeed.
You have to anything you have to say? Any shout-outs you want to give on a Friday?
Shout-out in capitals. Shout-out to all the new fans that we have listening. And shout-out to LeBron James. Whether this is you guys are getting sweep tonight, whether you go to another team, I'll be waiting. Can't wait for the NBA draft. And the off season, you know, I'm ready for football season, not to mention our fantasy football coming back up. Just excited for a lot of things now. I'm not really going to be too hectic about it. I think I'm just going to enjoy the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup and live with that.
All right, shout out to the Atlanta Dream for being the aces today. Tiffany Hayes and Angel McCautry. Just being the dynamic duo, Asia Wilson is just amazing. For Las Vegas. Dallas and Indiana are playing right now. Skylar Diggins already have 21. Elizabeth Cambage has 15. And Kelsey Mitchell, Team Ohio State, leading the charge for the Fever. Rule 15, they're still looking for their first win. A tough year for my Ohio State assassin. Domination, but Indiana can't find a way to win. Chicago and your Mercury plays today. WNBA matchups. Minnesota and Connecticut. Remember, I was trying to hype that up. That is on the league pass. Connecticut is 6-1. Minnesota should try to get a big win here. Go 4-5. Connecticut is going to try to continue their success. And there is a 4-game swing on Sunday, which includes your Mercury playing the Las Vegas Aces. Atlanta and Seattle is a very good matchup. I underestimated Seattle Storm. I know I've talked heavy on, on Seattle. They're a very good shooting team. I happened to see a little bit of highlights of Seattle and LA game last night. So I thought the Sparks were going to be able to win, but Alicia Clark, the veteran, Middle Tennessee State, Troy, Giddy Pops, Breonna Stewart. Let's not even forget about Breonna Stewart. Because Seattle is a pretty, I'm telling you, they're a very good team. Tasha Howard is really good. You know, she's young, you know, been in the league for a few years. You already know about Jewel Lloyd and Sue Bird. You know, Jewel Lloyd just coming in the league from Notre Dame a couple years ago. So this one of those teams you got to watch out for, too. That West is very exciting. Troy, that Western Conference in the WNBA. Just like the NBA. Oh, and one more thing, Troy. I got to give a shout out to the kid at the Yankees and Blue Jays game. I was watching it. I switched back and forth of game three of the finals. And, you know, it was extra innings. The Yankees game went to extra innings. It was amazing to watch. He had the all rise. I don't know what to call it. All rise. What they be bringing? The fans. And they bring with the words on the cardboard. What do you call them things? Well, how can I get it out?
Signs.
All rise signs. And Aaron Judge at bat, and it was a 1-2 count. It looked like he struck out, but he fouled the pitch. Just fouled it, and the kid was sitting down. He had to sign up for the whole at bat. And then the next at bat, Aaron Judge hits the 2-run shot. And, you know, that was just an amazing moment for him because batting practice, Aaron Judge hit a home run to him, and then he was able to see a home run in game. And then he got a home run from Giancarlo the same inning. That was just a great game to watch. I was so ready to watch those guys bat. So I made sure I turned to that game while the Cavs and Warriors were on. And it was just a great moment to see. So shout out to that kid. I know that he must have had a great day getting a baseball, thanks to Aaron Judge, batting practice, home run, whatever you want to call it. And then he see it. The Nationals did score, by the way, a 2-run shot. So they're back in the game. They're down 3. They're still back in the game. So if you're looking for an update on the Tigers score, Troy, it is tied at 1. You're getting very good pitching from these starters. Very good to see Michael Farmer get a good start. And the Tigers, after this series, they do get the day off on Monday, and then they get ready for Minnesota to be here. So another big series. It will be very surprising if the Tigers sweep the Indians. Very surprising, I will say, if they sweep them. So, Troy, that's something that's what we will talk about on Monday. We will talk NBA Finals. I won't be here on I won't be here Thursday for show. And it's not because of rehearsal. It's because of family function. And I don't know other days out of the week So I'll let everybody know, Troy. You might have to be solo dolo. I know I'll be here Monday for sure. But it's just 30 minutes, so I might still have a little time to do that, just to keep you guys updated on everything. So that's that. Ohtani is out for 3 weeks, Troy, at least. Does that hurt your feelings? I know that hurts your feelings. That hurt mine, too. I was just watching his start. I think he started that Wednesday. Yeah, I turned to the game. And, you know, I turned away from the game, and then I'm like, oh, man. Got an update that he got hurt, and then today he's on the DL. So, tough break. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. I know it's just 3 weeks, but, you know, he will be missed in that Angels club. And Seattle was just, Seattle Mariners are still winning, man. I happen to watch them. And wow. Once I said it, if they get their offense going, they're good to go. Offense been showing up. Kyle Seager seems like it's a home run every game. I didn't get one today, but this team has been playing well. I think Denard Span hit a home run yesterday. And it's funny because Denard Span don't hit home runs. He has six. Denard Span has six home runs this year. And that's, I remember it was a time where he would not hit home runs. And he's been hitting some power. Ever since 2016 started. 11 home runs, San Francisco. 12, San Francisco. He's at 6 right now. So I remember he wasn't hitting them. And now here we go. Veteran now. Veteran Denard Span would love to help out the Seattle team, who is 39-23. Nobody expected to have this start. I mean, they've been hot. So I know I haven't. So they made some good trades, and it's working out, Troy. It's working out for Seattle. You need to check them out. Check out Atlanta. They got the Dodgers. It's a great series. Great series for Atlanta. Now, if Dodgers just go crazy, they will be ahead in the division. They will be. Well, it will still be a little tough because Arizona and Colorado, they playing each other. So the only way is if the Dodgers sweep their way in this. So it's going to be an interesting weekend, Troy, cause San Diego could even move up the Miami Marlins this weekend. That should be the easy one. Then they get ready for St. Louis. Be tough. But that's basically going to be Monday's show. Finals and baseball. So tell everybody about it. Let's get on with it. Everybody enjoy your weekend, Troy. I'll see you online either today, tomorrow, Sunday, whatever. And everybody else.